Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Behold the man on the cross. This is his purpose. This is why God is man. This is why the eternal second person of the Holy Trinity was incarnate and born of the Virgin Mary. This is why he became a man. This is the reason. Behold the man on the cross, bleeding, gasping, suffering, dying. Behold the man. Behold his hands, which some 15 hours prior were washing the feet of his disciples. They are now pinned with nails driven through his wrist into a roughly hewn cross beam, and he hangs there from this instrument of torture and execution. Behold the hands that formed Adam out of the red earth, but are now stained with his holy, precious, and perfect red blood. Behold the fingers which he touched lepers, stuck into the ears of a deaf man, and picked up bread and said, "This is my body," and then picked up the cup of blessing and said, "This is my blood." Oh, how they painfully curl each time he pulls against the nails so that he can breathe. This is why God has hands. Behold the man. Behold his skin that has been shredded with a Roman flagrum, an instrument designed to lacerate. Within its leather thongs, there are bone shards and steel balls. It is designed to inflict the maximum amount of punishment, to inflict an indescribable pain, to make the victim suffer. Behold the skin of his back, which is now a bloody pulp, as he now scrapes his back up and down on the cross as he struggles to breathe, pulling and letting go, pulling and letting go. This is why God has skin. Behold the man. Behold his knees. Skinned and bruised from falling under the weight of the crossbeam that he was forced to carry uphill to the place called Golgotha, the place of the skull. This is why God has legs. Behold the man. Behold his feet nailed to the cross, a single spike driven just below the ankle. And this is now bearing his weight as he also pushes down on that nail so that he may breathe. And as he breathes, his life is slowly ebbing away. Behold the feet that walked from town to town as he taught his disciples, as he healed the sick, as he preached the good news to all people that they would be soon set free, free from the cruel captivity of sin, death, and devil. Behold the feet that Mary anointed with a very expensive ointment, then washed his feet with her tears and wiped his feet with her hair. Behold his heel, which is sorely bruised, and yet it is crushing the head of the serpent, destroying the kingdom of Satan, answering for mankind's sinfulness. This is why God has feet and a bruised heel. Behold the man. Behold his head, with streams of blood flowing down each hole, out of each hole down his face, those holes made by the royal crown that he wears, the crown of thorns. This crown of thorns was not placed onto his head, rather it was beaten into his skull. Behold the head that should rightly be crowned with majesty and glory, surpassing every earthly king's crown. Behold the head over which has been hung the sign listing the charge that brought this death sentence: Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This is why God has a head. Behold the man, behold his face, which is swollen and bruised from the fist of the high priest officers, jeering at him to prophesy. Who is it that struck you? Behold his eyes, which in the beginning looked at all that he made, and he declared it was very good. Behold the eyes that now look with mercy and compassion on the crowds, on his disciple, his mother, upon the sick, upon those who are now crucifying him. And as he looks at them, he looks at you, and he pleads, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Behold his lips, which spoke words of absolution, which are now dry and cracked from a deeper thirst that you and I could never experience. Behold his cheeks that were kissed by his mother and then by a betrayer. Behold how his face contorts in agony. This is why God has a face. Behold the man. Behold his lungs as they slowly fill with fluid. Behold the lungs that breathe the life, that breathe life into Adam's nostrils. Behold the lungs that expelled one final breath as he cried, Tetelestai, it is finished, which means everything has been accomplished, which by the appointment of the Father, as revealed in the Scriptures, he must do and bear. Now he gives up his spirit and he bows his head and dies. This is why God has lungs. Behold the man, behold his bones, which remain unbroken. Behold the reason for every sacrifice, every Passover lamb, every bull of the whole burnt offering, every scapegoat, every ram, every turtle dove had to be healthy and intact with no broken bones, a perfect specimen of its kind. Behold the soldier who with his club breaks the legs of each thief but refrains from doing so to Jesus. Yet this is why God has bones. Behold the man. Behold his side, with which a soldier thrust his spear, causing a river of blood and water to pour forth, confirming that he is truly and completely dead. His heart has stopped. Behold the slumber of death that has now come upon the man. Yes, behold the man. Behold his blood, which pours from his lifeless body, staining the wooden beams of the cross, spilling onto the dirt, reddening the soil, watering his creation. Behold the blood that he first shed when he was but 8 days old, undergoing the covenant by which all Jewish boys were made Israelites. Behold the blood for which the crowd thirsted and ironically asked for, which is exactly what they needed. His blood be on us and on our children. Behold the blood that was foreshadowed on every day of atonement, when the blood of the sacrifice was sprinkled onto the mercy seat, unto the altar, and then unto the people. Behold the blood that he gave to his disciples from the cup of blessing just the night before, telling them, telling you last night, take, drink, this is my blood of the new covenant shed for you for the remission of all your sins. Behold the blood that proves that God is truly and fully man, a blood brother, yes, a blood brother to each and every one of you. This is the blood in which the eternal high priest entered once for all time into the most holy place, giving sinful men access to a holy, righteous God, his Father and your Father, who is in heaven. This is why God has blood. And finally, my dear brothers and sisters, this is no accident, nor is this a tragedy. Jesus clearly told them, his disciples then, and his disciples today, no one takes it, my life, but I lay it down by my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This is why God is man. Not to be your therapist, not to be your good teacher, not to be your giver of bling. God is man so that he can die, so that he can die for man, so that he can die for each and every one of you. He has a life so that he can lay it down and exchange it for yours. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, who takes away all your sin. Amen. Please rise. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.